From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The Trump administration announced this month a halt to expedited processing of the H-1B work visa relied upon by California technology companies. But a former top Obama immigration attorney says there's little latitude for larger changes after President Trump targeted the program during the campaign. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
The Labor Department authorized requests for 250,000 H-1B visas in California last year. Businesses praised the program for allowing high-skilled workers to come to the U.S., but it's also used most heavily by companies that outsource jobs overseas. Leon Fresco oversaw civil immigration cases for the Obama administration, and he says unlike other visas, Congress put details of the H-1B program in law.
There's very little that can be done regulatorily, say for eliminating what the Obama administration did, which was to add a work permit for the spouses of H-1B holders, and much, much more auditing.
So the administration could put greater scrutiny on companies that use the visa, such as offshoring firms. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Scientists say the threat of catastrophic flooding at Oroville Dam could be a warning for California and the effect climate change could have on infrastructure in the future. Older dams might not be able to handle severe weather patterns that are predicted with climate change. Dr. Benjamin Holton with the UC Davis John Muir Institute of the Environment says the nation is already seeing extreme weather. February was the second warmest on record in the U.S.
It's changing the entire ecology of the system. It's changing the way farmers plant their seeds. It's changing everything. And these are happening so quickly. If we don't have an infrastructure that is climate proof, that can protect our real estate investments on the seas and the coastlines and so on and so forth, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Scientists say historically such high temperatures in February would have been a 1 in 160-year event. In our current climate, it's a 1 in 12-year event. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.